AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis is on his way to Washington. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama, Michelle Obama, and Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill will be at Andrews outside Washington to welcome the Pope. Tomorrow, the president hosts an official ceremony for Francis at the White House, then the two hold a private meeting.
I would not expect a robust discussion of a political agenda, but rather I think it's an opportunity for the two men to talk about the values that they have in common, and there are many.
Francis arrives in the U.S. at a moment of controversy across the country over gay rights, immigration, abortion, and race relations. On Thursday, he addresses a joint meeting of Congress. When he travels to New York, he'll give a speech at the U.N. Final stop, Philadelphia, includes meeting with the thousands attending the World Gathering of Families. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says the PC culture in this country is to blame for the furor over his saying he could not support a Muslim for president. He tells reporters in Ohio that that issue detracts from real problems, including income inequality.
Why are we not talking about the income gap that is going on and what is truly responsible for it and how do we rectify it? These are big issues. This theoretical issue about Muslims, it is not an important issue.
Couple of late-night TV twists in the GOP campaign.
When Ted Cruz started talking about his views on gay marriage, some in the Late Show audience started to boo him. But listen to what Stephen Colbert said to them as Cruz spoke.
We should trust...
Guys, however you feel, he's my guest, so please don't boo him.
Meanwhile, Cruz's rival Carly Fiorina was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon singing about her lazy dog Snickers.
My name's Snick, and I'm lazy. Please don't take a walk with me. I'd rather stay right here.
I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 258. This is AP Radio News. Retired General, former CIA Director David Petraeus has apologized to Congress for sharing classified information with his biographer and his mistress.
It was a violation of the trust placed in me and a breach of the values to which I'd been committed throughout my life. There's nothing I can do to undo what I did.
In his first testimony to lawmakers since his resignation as CIA director, Petraeus also warned that the United States has to address what he calls revolutionary upheaval that's unparalleled in its modern history, which is occurring in the Middle East. A husband, an American businesswoman held in China for 6 months, says his wife has been accused of spying and stealing state secrets. In a letter to President Obama, Jeff Gillis writes that his wife, Fanfan Gillis, was detained in March as she was passing through a border checkpoint with a trade delegation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.